All right, Mr. Davis, let me start with this. I'r grandawr I gyd o sioi Jeremy Vine. Dwi'n dweud diolch yn amser yma. I siarad Cymraeg gan diolch fy'r oeres Ashley Megan. Ei ordren I yw 11. David, do you know what that is right now?
Yes, you were
Come
talking
on then.
About...
No, explain it to me.
You say it again and I'll tell you what it is. Achos ar hyn o bryd, chi'n siarad nonsens llwyr I fod yn onest. Yn enwedig fel chi'n gwybod ni am bod y mwyafrif o bobl ar y stasiwn hwn ddim yn siarad I iaith Gymraeg. So why don't you just start speaking English as a matter of courtesy to the people who are actually listening to this programme now?
I did this as a courtesy to my granddaughter who is Welsh. And what it says was, to all the listeners of the Jeremy Vine show, thank you for this time to speak a tiny little Welsh, courtesy of my granddad Ashley Megan, age 11. Because, Mr. Davis, this language was taken from me at birth.
That's rubbish. That is absolute rubbish.
It is not rubbish, Mr. Davis. It was not rubbish.
Well, why don't you learn it now, then?
Mr. Davis, I am 65 years old, and believe you me, last night to come on this program, a little 11-year-old Welsh girl who is fluent in our language and also English, said to me, Nanny, do you think that you could manage these few words? And this is what we did last night.
So what you're saying is that you want everyone else to learn Welsh, including all public service, and you think that they should spend...
If you are living in Wales, Mr. Davis, you come under our Welsh national flag.
I have always lived in Wales, right? This is my country too. The vast majority of people in my constituency don't speak Welsh and should not be forced to do it by people who can't even be bothered to learn it themselves and who want to carry on some mad sort of chippy anti-English.
Mr. Davis, we do not have to have them to learn it. If we give them their birthright at birth, when you are born, don't include me in your we.
I'm as Welsh as you are. And I was not born a Welsh speaker, and I'm proud to represent non-Welsh speaking Welsh people.
Mr. Davis, may I ask you, were you born in Wales?
I wasn't actually, no.
That's right, you're English.
Oh, right, so lots of people who are born in Pakistan or Africa or somewhere else can't be British, is that what you're saying?
Why don't you join the BNP where you belong? I do not, but Mr. Davis, I do not suggest anybody living in a foreign country be victimized. At all. What I am trying to say and trying to get over right here is the fact that this language of ours has been denied our children for years and years and years.